U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is in Anchorage today to discuss issues of criminal justice and public safety with Alaska Native leaders. Speaking to reporters, Lynch said it is unacceptable that Alaska Native residents are victims of violent crimes at rates much higher than the general population.
More than 4 in 5 Alaska Native women and more than 1 in 3 Alaska Native men have experienced violence in their lifetimes. And these numbers are higher than we previously understood, but more to the point, they are completely unacceptable in this country in 2016.
Lynch announced that she is launching a formal process to consult with Alaska Native leaders on concrete steps that can be taken to improve public safety in rural Alaska. One possibility is the creation of a permanent position within the Department of Justice focused on Alaska Native affairs and based in-state. Lynch held a roundtable with officers of the Alaska Federation of Natives, where they discussed the opioid epidemic in Alaska, voting rights, and support for tribal courts, as well as access to the criminal justice system.
Of course, when we talk about Alaska Native and Native American women, issues of sexual violence, domestic violence, really loom large in their lives. That's definitely an issue of concern because the distances between many villages and law enforcement, the small villages, the rural nature of many communities make it very difficult for victims to get treatment and sometimes even to get law enforcement help.
Lynch was also asked if she might consider running for vice president as Hillary Clinton's running mate.
Well, well, that's quite a question. I am focused on my current job as Attorney General, and that is my focus, not just here today, but for the remainder of this administration. So that's all I have to say on that.
Lynch planned to end her day by meeting with Alaska Native young people and with the staff of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Anchorage. This is her first visit to Alaska.